Hi, it's Perry Curtis, the Brain Trainer. Today, we're going to help train your brain to break out of that busy brain cycle. Now, brain training is a combination of psychology, neuroscience, and clinical hypnotherapy. And psychology is great for asking and answering the question of why. Why do I feel and behave the way I do? And neuroscience is really great for answering the question, what? What is my brain functionally doing to keep me doing and feeling the way I am? And then we have clinical hypnotherapy, which is really great for getting your brain waves down into that most creative brain state, which is where they can make changes to patterns easily. And everything is a pattern. Anything you know how to think or feel or do is a pattern. And that busy brain pattern really has to do with two things that the brain is really great at. One is filtering, and the second is focusing. We constantly filter millions of bits of information because, quite frankly, our brain cannot consciously focus on more than 40 or 50 bits a second. And yet, 11 million bits of information every second come in. So our brains are masters at filtering, and this is something we want to help the brain get better and better at. Filtering out things like overthinking, repetitive thinking, that same old, negative stuff, idle chatter that doesn't matter. This is part of getting the brain to break out of that busy cycle. And the second part is our focus. Our brain constantly is focused on what is left over from the filtering. And we feed our focus, and our focus gets bigger. We have a function in our brain that looks for patterns. It looks for what fits, what doesn't fit, what is different, what is the same. And we're going to train the brain to look out for what's already all right. Now, during COVID, many of us got overwhelmed with too many thoughts, too much stimulation, and our brain got focused on negativity. And this is part of why that busy brain cycle is so prevalent now. But today we're going to train your brain to break out of it, to filter better, and to get focused on the good stuff, what's already all right. Because there's so much that's already all right. In order to do this, we're going to wind down the body, making it more relaxed, and we're also going to wind down the brain. Lower brain waves are more creative brain waves. They're actually called alpha and theta waves. And it's where our imagination is really active. And it's where we are if we watch movies or shop online. Hey, those are flat screens. There's no reason to feel anything about it. But in that imaginative state, we buy into it. Sometimes when we daydream, or if we are zoning out in the shower, it's the same brain state. And many of us who drive, we often find ourselves driving and arriving surprised. It's like, oh, I'm here. You were in those alpha theta brain waves. You were in that flow, meditative, relaxed, imaginative state. And that is actually where our brain trains best. It's where it makes all of our patterns, everything we know how to think or feel or do. So we're going to be training your brain to filter better and to focus better, breaking you out of that busy brain cycle and getting you back to that state where you are quieter in your mind, better in your focused, and more rested and regenerated in your brain, your body, and your being. In short, we're going to break you out of that busy brain cycle and get you back to where you're meant to be, which is very much at rest. So now, I want you to take some time to get yourself comfortable. It doesn't matter if you're sitting or laying down, just get into a comfortable position because we're getting ready to train your brain. And as you get comfortable, I do want to remind your mind of something. And that is that there's no way to get brain training wrong, because your brain's always training. So if there's stuff that happens that's on the surface, like chatter in your head, or movement in your body, or even sounds from the outside world, rest assured, surface stuff does not affect deep processing, which is what brain training is. So as you get yourself settled, comfortable, we're going to get focused on the breathing, because the breath is like a key. It automatically winds the brain waves down. It's just how human beings are made. And breathing also winds the body down into more relaxation. And the body and the brain working together is the dream team. It is how patterns get made. And we're creating a new pattern, this quieter mind, this more relaxed pattern, moving you away from the busy brain into a brain at rest and a body at rest with it. So let's get focused on the feeling of our breathing, just noticing the inhale, which is probably feeling a little cooler, and the exhale, which is a little warmer. That cool inhale and warm exhale is going to create a feeling of relaxation everywhere you're feeling the breath. The chest, the belly, the back. There's that little sensation of rise and fall with every breath you take. And that's creating relaxation in the upper body. And so your shoulders, your arms, and your hands will also be able to wind down as well. And that's fine. They've got nothing to do. This is just time for you. If your eyes aren't already closed yet, I want you to let them close now. Blocking out all the visuals and just feeling the sensation of the breathing. As the upper body winds down, the lower body will naturally pick up on it. Your nervous system connects every single part of you. So the hips, the core muscles, the legs, the feet can just relax down, switching off, taking a break. Because they don't have any place to take you right now. There's nowhere to go, and there's nothing to do. This is just time for you. Time that you deserve. Time to train your brain out of this busy brain cycle and back where it's meant to be. Quiet, restful, positive. And you know, whatever your body's doing, your brain is already way ahead with. And as the brain waves drop down and down, you just feel it as relaxation around your head. The head, the neck, the face, even the throat, they're just taking a rest with the rest of you. There's nothing to see right now. There's nothing to say. There's nothing to do and nowhere to go. This is just time for you. And the more the body and the brain wind down together, the better they get together at making change. And we're going to give them a little boost in their wind down with an easy countdown. We're going to count them down to where they work together as one, like a seamless team. And we're going to do this by giving them an easy countdown to one. We're going to start them up at 24 and give them time to wind further down as we count down into 23, 22, 21, and 20. So that 19 can ease you through 18, 17 and 16, 15 and 14, through 13 and 12, easing into 11 and down again, past 10, into 9, 8 and 7. 6 and 5 will flow you into 4 through 3, down to 2. And we're just going to leave your brain and your body to make the rest of the way in their own way, drifting and dropping all the way down to one, where they're ready to work together as one, as a team. We're going to give that team something to do. Your brain is going to work with its capacity to filter out. And in the brain, we've got synapses, and something that we call synaptic barriers. And they're like little roadblocks on those chat lines, those messages that get passed. And we use these barriers all the time. We're constantly blocking things out, whether it's the clothes on our body, or sounds in the background, or the feeling of our glasses when we're looking for them, when they're on our head. Your brain is a master filterer, and it's going to use these little roadblocks to filter out idle chatter. This is just overthinking in the background in your brain. Sometimes it's repetitive thoughts, the same old, same old. Sometimes it's intrusive thinking, or just literally idle chatter, just background chatter. We're going to get your brain to use its capacity to filter out any of those pesky thoughts that are your repeat offenders, whatever they are, and you may be thinking about them now. It might be work or home or relationship or yourself or something else that tends to roll around in your head or wake you up in the night. As you think about those in this moment, you are tuning your brain up to recognize that these are messages that it's meant to be filtering out. And, you know, many people are visual, they visualize, and you might want to be visualizing a kind of a roadblock that has the capacity to selectively filter out some of these pesky messages. And if you're somebody who learns more by feeling, it's more of a feeling that the things that are getting through those roadblocks are feel-good things for you. Messages that are positive, that are constructive, things you can actually do something about. And as your brain filters out more and more of these messages that don't matter, your brain gets clearer and quieter and you gain focus. And that focus is the second part of breaking the busy brain cycle. We feed what we focus, and then that gets bigger. So we're going to train your brain now to selectively focus on what is already all right. So as you think about that, what is already all right, your brain is getting the message to look out for what is all right in your life already. The good things, the things you're grateful for, what's going well, progress that you're making. And remember, it's progress, not perfection. We can always make progress. It's a kind of an opening to what's already good in your world, because there's plenty. And as you open to it, you begin to lose focus on that what's wrong thinking. That's where you're looking out for what's wrong, drama, trauma, catastrophe. You block that out as you open to the positive focus. It's kind of like a spotlight on a stage. You only see where the light is focused. And we're going to get your brain to focus more and more on what's already all right. And as you do so, you'll notice you feel better and better. And life looks better and better. That the brain becomes quieter, less busy, and more positive. And we know that practice makes permanent. We hear that practice makes perfect, and we know it's not true. Nothing's perfect. But practice makes permanent, and the more your brain practices this filtering and focusing, the more permanent this pattern becomes of looking out for what's already all right and filtering out what isn't needed. Negativity, idle chatter that doesn't matter, overthinking. As that gets filtered out, you will feel more clear, more calm, more focused, and then your natural capacity to focus will begin looking out for the good, what's already all right. We're going to get your brain practicing by using a really clever little tool. It's a cue. a cue to keep your brain checking in. And that cue is whatever hand you write with. Our dominant hand is used over 10,000 times a day. And every time your brain gets that hand to move whatever it's doing, it doesn't matter. Anytime your brain gets that right hand to move, it's going to use it as a cue to train itself. Train itself to filter better and get focused on the good. Breaking that busy brain cycle, breaking you out of it, because your brain is practicing the opposite of it over 10,000 times a day. And practice makes permanent. So now, you're just going to give your brain and your body a little bit of time to do any fine-tuning for you, to make this even better for you. And it will do that for you right now as you rest. So leave your brain and your body to fine-tune, to literally do the rest as you rest now. So just feel the breath again, cool on the way in, warm on the way out again, as you take a rest.